Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop. Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 15 minutes away from Smokin' Joe Patrick, stopping by for his weekly visit to talk Falcons coming off the bye week. Monday Night Football against the Bills. We'll get Joe's thoughts on all of that and what he's learned from practice this week as well. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. All you got to do is call us up and ask us, 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes.
Aaron Judge needs a World Series, right, because of the Yankees and everything. Because I was just thinking about something about him because, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame ball player.
Yeah, and he's, like, on the track to do it.
Yeah, right? But is he an all-time great in Yankees?
No.
You don't think
not,
so?
Not, probably not yet.
Okay. I was curious about that because I understand that, you know, that whole outfield with all those numbers.
Let me back up on that. I think eras are so different, right? Like, it's just never going to be what it was, right? When they had, you know, all those World
guys.
Series
yes.
and all those guys, and it was just, you know, sports were just different at the time. But then they did it kind of again in the late 90s with Jeter and all mm-hmm. those guys too. So, I think he's got to get one in order to be in there.
I was thinking about something we were talking about yesterday.
But he hit 60 home runs a couple times.
Yeah, but
right?
The reason I say X, because I was thinking about what we talked about yesterday, his moment. Like, they've been in postseasons before.
Right.
You know, but I was like, is it like – I won't say the monkey off his back because he still has not won a ring. But it's like, where do you put him in place? Because they don't have very few Yankees are called captain.
Uh-huh.
He has that moniker.
Right.
As El Capitan. Obviously, Jeter had it for all those years and Jeter will win. But if you look at Judge, if he doesn't get one, that, like, disappointing. As great as he is, and he is freaking great.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because it's the Yankees and they're held to a different standard?
I think so. I think you kind of have to hold them to a different standard. Because, I mean, I don't know, how many World Series did, like, the greatest Yankees all have? Like, five?
Right.
Seven? I don't know.
There's a level of beloved
10.
that you're just never going to have
yeah,
from
impossible.
That fan. Like, there are people who are going to put Bernie Williams and Jorge Posada above Judge because of the run.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a level of beloved he can never reach.
I think you can, but you'd have to win a bunch of championships.
No, like, I'm saying without a title. Yeah.
Right. Because I think people would have said that about
Don Mattingly.
Right, never won one. But they don't talk about him like those guys.
Right.
Nobody ever brings him up with those guys. Is 23 even retired? Maybe it is, but I mean, it's not one of those single digit guys like Jeter and Ruth and Gehrig and all those guys. It's also like doesn't it feel? I don't even know what the right word is. Like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle and guys like that, they don't even really feel like they were actually athletes.
No.
Like, they feel like those are, like,
gods.
Like, mythological
guys.
Creatures.
Especially Babe.
You know what
especially
I mean?
Especially Babe.
Like, because obviously
Babe.
We weren't alive to see any
yes.
of those guys play. This is, like, baseball meant something different back then, and being a Yankee was a different thing back then, too. Like, I just feel like it's almost impossible for any modern athlete to achieve the level of – like mythology that somebody from back in the day could, that because so much of it is just stories.
Yeah.
Right? Now we know everything about everyone.
Right.
Every game they play, every stat, every tweet, everybody's got a documentary on them, whatever. It's too much. I think there's too much.
You think,
like, you can't mythologize the modern athlete.
You think like Babe Ruth can hit a slider?
You're right. Right.
Like can he get a hold of one of them sweepers?
You put him up there against like
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. Right, exactly. Somebody like that. It's like, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
I think let him play 20 years later.
Right.
You know? When they let everybody play. It was a little bit more challenging.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's great stories.
Satchel.
About Satchel Paige owning his ass.
Yeah.
Where they would play those barnstorming tours, you know?
Get you some.
Satchel will give him the old, what did he call it? His changeup, basically, but they called it like the pause ball or something. It's not true. But
right.
They said it would stop and then start again.
Yeah, right.
So, but isn't that, I don't know, like, what's better? Is it better to know the spin rate of every curveball that the guy throws to the 4,000th like decimal point, or is it fun to think that maybe Satchel Paige was magic?
I think Satchel Paige,
you know, like isn't that kind of more fun?
I like it more. Yeah, I mean, everything. I like everything more.
Can I read you guys a list of names of Satchel Paige's pitches?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yes.
He's got the B ball.
Okay.
A pitch that would be where he wanted it to be.
Yes. Yes.
We've got the Midnight Creeper.
Okay.
A pitch known for its darkness and speed.
Okay, great.
Two Humper. Doesn't explain it.
It curved twice somehow.
The Bat Dodger. Self-explanatory.
Uh-huh.
The Hesitation
that's
Pitch.
That's the one
I believe
talking
that's
about.
One.
The Hesitation Pitch.
He would pause during his wind-up to mess with the batter's timing.
Right.
So,
okay.
Today,
that would probably be a balk.
Probably a balk.
Yeah. A Dipsy Do. A Mischievous and Confusing Pitch used to baffle hitters. And, of course, the Jump Ball. A deceptive pitch designed to look like a ball, but then it takes a sharp turn.
That is such...
That's just
like me sitting on the porch with my granddaddy and telling
it's
stories.
The stories of legends.
It's better.
It's
like
awesome.
That's so much more fun than
is.
Being like, well, actually,
yes, it damn sure
his curveball's not what it was 2 years ago because the velocity. It's like
shut up.
He threw a B ball. All right, what did it say? The B ball would be where
it would
he
be
wanted
where he
it
wants
to
it to be.
Be where he wanted to be.
My since we're doing this, whatever, let's just do it. My favorite Satchel Paige story that I heard was. During the World Series, the Negro Leagues World Series, they were playing against, I think, the Homestead Grays, which is who Josh Gibson played for. And it was the bottom of the last inning, and there was one runner on, and Josh Gibson was the third guy up.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked the bases loaded so he could face him.
Yes.
And, like, Buck O'Neill walked to the mound and was like, what are you doing? He's like, these people are here to see me and Josh.
Yes.
Not the rest of you guys. And then he struck him out on three pitches.
He hit the Ricky Vaughn on him.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, but the way Buck O'Neill told it's got to be true.
I believe it
to be true.
I've heard that story, but I'm saying – it is true, damn it.
True to me.
You know, because I want it to be true.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
I want Gibson. I want Gibson.
Oh, it's so great. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I think I heard... I don't know what it was. I was laughing when it happened, but it said, this team's run 80% of pistol on their run. I'm like, yeah, it's a run situation. We're running. Stop us. You know, it's like one of those type of things, right? So it's like the good teams do what they do consistently. That's what they do. And the good teams are teams that can change up when they need to. And I think we're the good teams. We're going to be one of those good teams that be able to do whatever you need to do to go out there and win. We've seen this in the past, win it throwing the ball a million times. We've seen this in the past, being able to run it a bunch of times. And we've seen this in the past on defense, be able to stop the run. And we've seen this in the past on defense, be able to stop the pass. And then on special teams, we've been able to win the game on special teams before. And we got to find ways to do those things. I think.
What the hell? Can we just, like, get over that now?
What?
The whole pistol percentages.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
Here's the difference between predictable and.
Execute.
Whatever. Yeah, it's execution.
Yep.
It's not, okay, like, you know what a lot of the teams you're playing are going to run. Like, you watch tape and they've played games and. They run the plays that are to the strength of the players that are on their team. Like, pretty good idea what they're going to do.
Yep.
But they're better than you.
Yep.
Or not. Yep. And you can either out-execute them or they out-execute you.
I just think, you know, again, it only becomes a problem when you lose. It only becomes a problem when you lose. They didn't lose the game from Carolina because Michael was in the pistol. They didn't lose the game in Tampa because Michael was in the pistol.
Nope.
All right.
They also didn't lose those games because they were predictable.
No. They lost this game because they didn't play well.
Yeah.
And then a damn kicker couldn't execute on special teams.
In fact, I wouldn't mind if they were predictable. Line up in 12 personnel and hand it to Bijan and Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, and go to work, man. Yeah. I just, you know, all that, you know, whatever. Whatever, man. I might even go there and start calling people out. But I think the biggest thing for them is just to be consistent in what they do. Be consistent in what you are. Be consistent in who you tell us you are.
Yeah.
All right? Because it don't matter. Teams know Bijan's getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Teams know that if Bijan's standing behind Michael, he's either going right or left. Whatever way Michael opens up, we know that's which way he's going. Okay.
The great thing about Bijan is
he might not go that way. He might cut back that way.
He might make a miss.
Yeah.
You're also allowed to block those guys, with those offensive linemen that you have up
there. Yeah. So I just, you know, whatever with those tendencies and all those other things. Get under center. And again, I'll always go back to what I prefer. I prefer my quarterback under center. Don't ever get me wrong with that. I do. But at the same time, that doesn't always, in my opinion, generate success, as some people like to continue to highlight. Like, well, no, being an effective offense is being consistent, not how you line up, not a personnel group. It's how you execute. But it's also going back to personnel. What is your best personnel? What gives you the best chance to win? The reason I think 12 is the best personnel in grouping, especially when you got a guy like Kyle, because teams have to play nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Teams have to give you a lighter box. They can't play with three linebackers out there just because you got two tight ends.
And you're going to be in pistol whether you have one tight end or two tight ends out there, but you're just a lot more effective in what you want to do with two tight ends out there because it does – like it accomplishes all of the things that you want. It puts the guys in the best position for them to succeed. It puts Kyle out there where he needs to be. Although he's gotten better.
Yes.
He's done a little bit better with his blocking.
Yes.
It puts Charlie Warner in his best position to succeed.
Right.
And then Bijan and Allgeier and the guys that run the ball can be in their best position to succeed.
Yeah.
So they've done it twice.
Yes.
They went away from it big time once.
Mm-hmm. And they have to ask.
And got their ass kicked. You got to show us what your identity is.
Yes.
Don't tell us what it is.
Yeah, right.
Show us.
Hey, guys, tomorrow morning, join the morning shift for a special broadcast at Publix at Buckhead Land.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ending in Atlanta. Come down, join the crew, pick up your tailgating supplies for this weekend's football action. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype of this year's at Publix. This Friday again, guys, 6 to 9 is the morning shift at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Smokin' Joe Patrick is going to join us next. We will talk more Falcons with him. Practice today, couple important guys not fully available at practice today. So we'll talk with Joe about that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.